USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in Portland are calling to stop the violence. This after a man was killed Saturday night during clashes between pro- and anti-Trump demonstrators. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
We ask that anyone with information or video or eyewitness accounts please come forward and share that information with our investigators so we can quickly resolve this case.
More on the protests from Jennifer Dowling of KOIN-TV.
People traded insults. Arguments became heated. And at times, some people got out of their vehicles and got into confrontations with those on foot. At one point, we saw people in a truck firing paintball guns and pepper spray at pedestrians after someone threw something at their vehicle. There were so many confrontations going on for several blocks, it was too numerous to count. Street medics were caring for many who were hit by projectiles or maced by opposing groups.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
National Intelligence Director John Radcliffe says there will be no more in-person briefings to Congress. Radcliffe told Fox News Sunday Morning Futures he believes lawmakers leaked classified information to portray Russia as a greater national threat than China.
I'm going to continue to keep the promises that I made. I'm going to continue to follow the law. I'm going to continue to keep Congress informed. But we've had a pandemic of information being leaked out of the intelligence community, and I'm going to take the measures to make sure that that stops.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the intel gathered on foreign election interference belongs to the American public and should not be kept under wraps. A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump made a comment about a police shooting in Wisconsin. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, a reporter with television station WMUR asked the president about the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do you believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But I'll be, it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly, and I think most people would agree with that. But we'll be getting reports in very soon, and we'll report back.
Blake was shot 7 times in the back by a Kenosha police officer. The 29-year-old survived but is paralyzed from the waist down, according to his family. Blake had an active warrant at the time of the incident.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound for Venezuela. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.